Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk sports. Let's talk G Money sports, and let's talk basketball. Let's talk NCAA basketball. All right, let's talk basketball. What's up, DJ? How you doing?
Doing all right.
All right. Well, the NCAA basketball tournament ended last night. The men's tournament, I don't know about the women's, but the men's tournament ended last night. And the University of Connecticut, UConn, won the men's NCAA tournament for the second year in a row. They repeated as the national champion, and they played against Purdue, which played a good game. They made it all the way to the final game, but they lost in the last 8 minutes of the game. UConn just outscored them and played an outstanding game. And what was the final score of the game, DJ?
UConn 75, Purdue 60.
75-60. Woo-wee. Yeah, UConn put it on Purdue last night. But Purdue had a couple of seven-footers, and UConn had 4 seven-footers. So it was an outstanding game, a game amongst the tall men. And you had to, and UConn won back-to-back champions because they were the defending champions from last year. And afterwards, they talked about all of the championships they've won since UConn has become a basketball powerhouse. They actually won 9 NBA championship. Did you know that, DJ? They won 9 NBA NCAA championships, and this is the first time they won back-to-back. So this was the first time, and they had all of the past players in the audience, and they were all cheering and putting on a big spectacle as they announced UConn as the NCAA champion again, back-to-back. Yeah, it was an outstanding game. And they announced all of the championships that UConn has received in the last 25 years. So it was outstanding. Everybody was expecting UConn to win because they said that UConn had all of the talent. They had all of the seven-footers, and they had two guys that just went to the NBA last year, and they still put together an all-star basketball team to play in this year's NCAA tournament. It was amazing how the sportscasters were talking about how UConn has had a good team all these different years, and they still keep coming up with the winning team. And I was amazed at all of the championships they've won in the last, I don't know, the last 8 years, but they've won back-to-back just recently. But before that, they won several championships. So they're known as the basketball powerhouse now. They are expected to win the national championship again for the next, oh, they're talking about the next 10 years. UConn is going to be the outstanding basketball college. So I'm excited about that. UConn is going to win the next championship for the next 10 years. And that's going to be outstanding. Even though Purdue had a good squad because they beat Gonzaga and they beat Alabama and they beat LSU and they beat Illinois. And actually, I think they beat Kentucky, too, down the line. So Gonzaga played a good game. I mean, not Gonzaga, University of Connecticut. UConn played a good game. And Purdue was an outstanding challenger to play against UConn. So congratulations to UConn for winning the back-to-back NAACP championship. Back-to-back. All right. Give it up for UConn as the NCAA basketball champion again. Back-to-back. All right. All right. Well, that's the NCAA report on the basketball NCAA tournament that just finished yesterday, last night. And I don't have the report on the girls' basketball. I don't know. I think South Carolina won the girls' championship. But I think the University of UConn was in that playoff game. They played in the tournament. And I don't know if they played in the championship. I don't know if they went that far. But UConn was definitely one of the teams that played in the championship or qualified for the one of the better teams for women's basketball. Do we have the scores of the women's basketball, the NCAA championship games for the women?
Yeah, South Carolina beat Iowa 87-75.
They beat Iowa? That's who they beat?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, Iowa
UConn,
was in the
South
run.
Carolina beat Iowa 87-75.
Okay. 87-75. Oh, that was a close one. How far did UConn get with the women?
UConn got to the Final Four. They lost to Iowa.
Oh, okay. So Iowa went all the way to the championship and played against South Carolina. All right. Who else made it to the Final Four with the women?
South Carolina beat North Carolina State 78-59.
North Carolina State. Whoa, North Carolina State ended up making it to the Final Four. They almost made it to the Final Four of the men's basketball tournament. They lost to who did they lose to?
North Carolina State, they lost to Duke.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat Duke. They lost to Purdue.
They lost to Purdue. Okay. They beat Duke. So the Final Four was University of Connecticut, UConn. It was North Carolina. It was Purdue. And who was the fourth team? Was that Duke?
Alabama.
Alabama. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Alabama was hanging in there. Even though Alabama is a football school, their basketball team showed up and showed out. So that was really good. All right. What's today's date?
Today is the April 9th.
April 9th. Okay, what's going on with the NBA? Are they starting the play-in in the NBA this week?
No. The play-in doesn't start until... regular season play ends this weekend, so the play-in begins after that, next week.
Okay, so we got another week of regular season games, and then the play-in starts. Okay, so we can look forward to the NBA starting their playoff season next week. All right.
Next Tuesday.
All right. So what's up with the Las Vegas Golden Knights? I know they've been playing ball lately. They've been winning. So are they still in fourth place, or have they moved up in the standings?
They're still in fourth place in the Pacific Division.
Oh, it's still in fourth place? They haven't moved up to second place yet? Oh, okay. I thought they just won like seven in a row. But I guess the other teams
are
winning.
No, they're on a two-game losing streak, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. They've been throwing their hats on the field, on the ice at the Las Vegas Golden Knights Stadium every time they've been winning. And I've been hearing about the report, or the sports reporters, they're saying that the Golden Knights won again, and they celebrated in Las Vegas by getting hats thrown onto the field, onto the ice. So I guess their 9 or 8 game winning streak that they had, that was in the past. It wasn't recently. As you said, they are on a 2-game losing streak. So I guess their winning streak was like a couple weeks ago. But they were really talking it up. And I thought the Golden Knights were getting ready to make a run for the championship position, to play in the number one spot for the Golden Knights. But, okay, so they're still in fourth place, but they're going to be playing in the playoffs pretty soon. So that's good. Okay, we don't have any reports about the soccer. They've been talking about the volleyball team, the women's volleyball, have been playing really good lately, but they haven't been competing. I mean, they haven't been winning really serious. So I guess we won't talk about the women's thriller. That's what they call the volleyball team, the Thrill, Las Vegas Thrillers. And, oh, they were talking about baseball. They said something about the Athletics, but that's not the name of the Las Vegas baseball team. The Las Vegas baseball team is what's the name of the team? They're coming from Oakland, and they're the Oakland Athletics, but they have another team here in Vegas called what did they call them now? They used to be the 51, was the semi-pro team here. But now they got a new team, and it's called Las Vegas. I don't know. They're called the Athletics, but that's not, that was the Oakland team that was the Athletics. But this is the, what is it? What is the name of the Las Vegas, the other Las Vegas team? I think it's another semi-pro team. I think it's the Oakland semi-pro team. It's the Oakland, it's the Las Vegas, can't think of the name of the team. Do you know, DJ? Do you know the name of the Las Vegas
Aviators
baseball team? Aviators. Yeah, that's them. So, have they've been winning lately, right? The Las Vegas Aviators. Yeah. They had a couple of good games just last week, and they were really playing outstanding ball. They had a lot of home runs hit. They had some triple plays, some double plays in the infield. Yeah, they were really playing good ball, and they won several games. But I don't know if their wins really reflect any of the baseball teams that are playing in Las Vegas right now. I think all of these teams are semi-pro teams. They're farm club teams. So they're not, they don't have any real team plan until after they knock down Tropicana Casino and they built the new stadium in South Las Vegas. So I don't know. I can't really say anything about the baseball. They had a couple of games where they had kids that ran around the field for the players. I don't know what that was called, but it was somewhere where they let the kids, they pulled kids out of the stands to run around the field, to run the bases. And I don't know what the situation was. I don't know if they had batters that were hitting the ball and then the kids were just running, or if they were just putting the kids on the bases to let them run bases. And I don't know if they were running behind stuffed animals. I don't know. I don't know what the situation was. But I heard they had these kids running bases. So the kids were out there having a good time running bases. So baseball season is getting ready to get started. So we can watch out for some Major League Baseball. Well, I don't know about Major League Baseball, but it'll be baseball that'll be played in Las Vegas real soon. I guess it'll be the 51s and the Aviators will be playing some home games in the baseball stadium. I think they got a baseball stadium they built in North Las Vegas for the Aviators. But I don't know. I haven't been to any of those games, so I don't know what the situation is with the Aviators. I don't know if that's the 51s farm club team that they play or what's going on. But I heard that they had kids running around the infield after or during the Aviators game. So the kids were having a good time here in Las Vegas. They were running bases, and they were having a good time. So I don't know what the event was, but the kids were out there running and having a good time. So I don't know. All right. Well, I guess we can talk about some NBA basketball. We got some more games. Who's played NBA basketball within the last 2 weeks? I know we've had a couple of NBA games because they're trying to get their winning. They're trying to win to get to the playoffs so they could qualify for the playoffs. So, DJ, what's the standing of the NBA?
In the Eastern Conference, the Celtics are in first place, followed by the Milwaukee Bucks in second place. Orlando Magic is in third place. In fourth place, it's the New York Knicks. And in fifth place, it's the Cleveland Cavaliers. And in sixth place, the Indiana Pacers. And currently, 7th and 8th place are held by the 76ers and the Miami Heat. In the Western Conference, Minnesota Timberwolves are on top. In 2nd place, it's the Denver Nuggets. And in 3rd place, it's the Oklahoma City Thunder. In 4th place, it's the Clippers. In 5th place, Dallas Mavericks. And in 6th place, it's the Phoenix Suns. And 7th and 8th place are the New Orleans Pelicans and the Sacramento Kings.
All right. I missed it. What did you say, the Lakers? What position are the Lakers in?
So the Lakers are in ninth place, and the Warriors are in 10th.
Oh, wow. They're still in the bottom. They got to win some games so they could qualify for the play-in. Oh, man. They look like they may miss the playoffs after they just won whatever tournament they had at the beginning of the NBA season. They won that tournament, and they were the champions of the NBA tournament. And now they're on the bottom of the list. They're in 10th place or 9th place, and they may not qualify for the playoffs this year. Oh, wow. That looks bad.
Well, they're
going
to make it to the play-in. They're definitely going to make it to the play-in if they're in 10th place. But you're right. They may not make it to the playoffs.
Wow. Okay. Well, we got to keep our fingers crossed and our eyes open and see if LeBron is going to bring the Lakers back. I didn't know LeBron was a billionaire. You know that? They said he's one of the richest basketball players that ever lived. Or that has lived so far. I'm getting ready to get his audio tape. They wrote a book about him and everything that he's done for all the kids in the different cities that he's lived in, especially in the city of Ohio, where he brought the world championship to the Ohio team. What's Ohio? Ohio is
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cleveland Cavaliers, yes. So he brought the championship to Cleveland. And then after he won the championship, he got traded, or he traded to another city, and he won the championship in the other city. So he's been doing a lot of speeches in different cities, and he's been putting together programs for kids in different cities. So that's really commendable about LeBron James. That he came, he was a foster kid, and his mother put him with another family so that he could get some of the benefits of growing up with the real family. And the other family is the one that put the basketball in his hand, and he started playing basketball, and that's what set him on his road to excellence in playing basketball. So that was an interesting note that I learned as I was listening to LeBron's life story that they've documented in his book. And I can't even tell you the name of his book. On the Road to Glory? No, that's Bob Gibson's book. I don't remember what LeBron's book is, but it's his life story and how he grew up in, he wasn't a homeless kid, but he lived with a foster family, and he ended up getting a lot of benefit that the foster family could afford him. And he just developed with, and yeah, he developed and he blossomed with that opportunity. But I have to listen to the rest of the book. I have a summary, a report on what the book is about. So So I've heard the summary. So I'm excited now. I got to get the book. I got to call the library and get them to send me the book so I can listen to the story of LeBron James. I got all the football players and all the baseball players. Now I just need to get the life story of some basketball players. So that's the next stop. And then I got to get the life story of a magician. They were giving me the summary of a magician that taught all these kids magic tricks. And he developed Penn and Teller, and he developed a couple other magicians. And he has his life story. And there's another book that I'm going to listen to, and it's what is the other book? I can't think of the other book. It's a gambler's book? No, gambling wouldn't be impressing me. It wouldn't be a gambler's book. It would be a book about investments. Is that what it is? They were talking about somebody that received they won a jackpot, and they started some businesses, and now the businesses have really developed. Oh, no. The book that I want to read or listen to is about a comedian. And he, it's Jerry Seinfeld's book, and he's talking about, he's interviewed or met with a lot of comedians, and he's telling their story and how all of the comedians developed, and they all became, you know, world famous, and that's how they developed their background as being stand-up comedian. I think that's going to be an excellent book, an excellent story, because Jerry Seinfeld is interviewing all of these people, and he's talking about them. And I'm, like, really excited to hear what kind of jokes he learns from Eddie Murphy and from Chris Rock and from Richard Pryor and all kind of other comedians he's talked to. So it's going to be interesting. Okay, well, that's my report for my audio tapes and the new stories that I'm listening to develop my career so that I can be a millionaire. I want to be big money. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. You can call me Big G. Yes, sirree. Okay, well, that's the sports report. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I went to a Catholic elementary school, but I wanted to go to a public junior high school. So I asked my mother if I could go to a public school, and she said she would sign me up for Orville Wright Junior High School. And I had some interesting people in my class, and then they added another guy to my class that came in late. And I said, "What is your name?" And he said, "You heard of Tina Turner? You heard of Ike Turner? I'm the second son." I'm Craig. That's right. I'm Craig Turner. And I said, okay. And I told everybody in my group, oh, he's going to be a problem.
You know you want me.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to start off Tuesday's radio show by telling you a couple of jokes. Well, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. You know, I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring. And they put the book on the Braille reading list for the blind people. And they said blind people were reading the book. and their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? You don't know? He had to go to the Shell station. There were two flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo. And one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, "Hey, man, come on, give me a break. I'm eating here." Woo! You know, I had a friend that had a girlfriend with one eye and one leg. And I asked him, what does he call her? And he said, he calls her IHOP. Woo! I had a friend that had like 12 strands of hair on her head. And she put grease on her hair and combed her hair to the side. And she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. Woo! Well, if big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? You don't know? You don't know? They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. Eileen to the left. Eileen to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Woo! There were two men that were in the jungle, and they were taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, the giraffes. They were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds and the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes. And the other man said, "You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." Woo! There were two men in the jungle, and they were sitting under a tree, and one man was reading the newspaper, and the other man was typing vigorously on the typewriter. And a lion showed up, and the lion ate the man that was reading the newspaper. And then he walked off and left the other man alone. I guess animals, lions know that carnivores, that readers digest and writers cramp. Woo! You know, I went to this man's house and he had a cat with three legs. And I said, "What happened to the other leg on your cat?" And they said, "Well, he was playing in the fish tank. But I guess nobody told the cat that we had sharks in the fish tank." Woo! You know, my friend, his son went to the store to buy a shark. And he went into the pet store and he asked the salesman if they sell sharks at his pet store. And the man said, "No, you have to go to an aquarium, to a fish store to buy a shark. And why would you want to buy a shark anyway?" He said, "I want to put it in my fish tank to teach my cat a lesson." Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Woo! There was a man that got arrested at the zoo. And you know what he got arrested for? He was feeding the lion. He was feeding the birds. And do you know why he got arrested for feeding the birds at the zoo? Because he was feeding the lions. He was feeding the birds to the lions. Oh, man, I messed that joke up big time. Sorry about that, people. But, yeah, the man got arrested for feeding the lions. And he was feeding the lions pigeons at the zoo. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. And I got a couple more jokes for you. There was three sisters. One sister was 96 years old, and her second sister was 94 years old, and the baby sister was 92 years old. And the 96-year-old sister got up, but she was sitting in the bed, and she couldn't remember if she was getting up or she was just going to bed. So she called her other sister, and she said, "Sister, sister, I need your help." And the second sister said, "What's your problem?" She said, "I need you to help me." And the second sister said, "All right." And she was on the staircase, but she couldn't remember if she was going up the stairs or she was going down the stairs. So she called her baby sister and said, "Sister, sister, sister, we need your help." And the baby sister was sitting at the kitchen table, and she was eating breakfast. And she was like, "I'm so glad that I haven't lost my memory like my sisters have. Boy, they can't remember if they're coming or going. They can't remember if they're getting up or they're getting down. I'm so glad I haven't lost my memory. Knock on wood." Then the sister said, "Sister, sister, we need your help. Come up here and help us." She said, "Okay. I'll be upstairs in a minute. Let me answer the door first." Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for me to share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as we share a story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back and relax as we tell the story. Okay, DJ Papa D, play the story that I wrote for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more music and more of the show in a minute.
Everybody's neighborhood had a gang name associated with their neighborhood. The gangs just spread throughout L.A., and the Van Ness boys were the Bloods, and they were the north side of the tracks. And the south side of the tracks in the 60s block, where we were all from the 60s, they call this the Rolling 60s Crips. And then if you went up the hill, you went into the 70s, 74, 76, 77, 78. That was the 70s block. And they were something Crips. And then you had the A-Tray Gangsters, which was 83rd Street, and then the gangs moved into Gardena, and you had Gardena Bloods, the family, and then you had Englewood's family, which were Bloods, and then you went into Long Beach, and you had Snoop's gang, which was Dogtown Gangster Crips, and then you had the other gangs that were around Long Beach, 21st Street, 32nd Street, all of them were Crip neighborhoods in Long Beach. So the gang spread. Everybody had a block. And if you go into Compton, they got one street that's real bad, that everybody knows that you don't go down unless you live on that street. And that's called Piru. That's a blood neighborhood. And I think every kid on that street is a member of the blood gang. Piru. My best friend and my godbrother, my best friend being Bernard, a little dark-skinned dude I told you about, has no problems talking to women, always in their face, always trying to get attention from the women because he just thought he was so beautiful, and he thought women would love him no matter where he went or what he did. He was always flirting with the women. And he was my buddy. We went out, and I learned my confidence by being with Bernard, because he had no shame in his game. He was he wanted to be seen by everybody, and that was his claim to fame. And he rode his motorcycle with my godbrother, who was Warren. They rode the motorcycle, and I don't know why or how they ended up on the other side of the tracks, because we lived on the south side of the railroad tracks. But they went on the north side of the tracks. And I don't know why they were over there. But because none of my friends are gang conscious, nobody's interested in being a member of a gang. They don't consider themselves to have a limit to where they can go and the people they can talk to. That's just the way it was in my neighborhood. None of us were gang affiliated, so we felt like we could go anywhere in the city. And since I played ball, I played football, baseball, basketball, and I ran track, I went everywhere around the city without any fear of where I was at. I had no problems going to any part of Los Angeles to do what I did, to play sports. I didn't have a problem at all. I had no fear of going anywhere. Well, my friends, Bernard and Warren, felt like I do. They could go anywhere. And they did just that. They went to the north side of the tracks, and they went down past Lawson, past 52nd Street, past Lawson Avenue, and they were over by Van Ness Park. Now, for those of you that are familiar with gang territory, Van Ness Park is blood territory. And that's where the Slauson boys were at. The Van Ness boys were their territory. But because we aren't gang conscious, we don't worry about going in and out of gang territory. We go wherever we want to go. And we've always been like that. Because we got friends all over the city. And we go and visit them all over the city. Now, Bernard had a motorcycle. I think I told you a story that me and Bernard used to ride motorcycles together all in the hills of La Cienega and La Tierra and all of that area. And him and Warren got on the motorcycle and they took a ride. Now, why they ended up south of the tracks, why they ended up on Van Ness, why they ended up at Van Ness Park, I don't know. But let me tell you what happened. Bernard and Warren were on the other side of the tracks. They were across the street from Van Ness Park. And Bernard had seen this girl that I think he knew from junior high school, because I think he was going to Van Ness, going to Horseman Junior High School. And he knew the girl from school. And he saw her, and him and Warren went over on the motorcycle and was talking to her. And Bernard, being flirtatious as he does all the time when he's talking to girls, she was flirting back. But she had some friends that walked by, some guys, and with her being funny, just trying to be cute, she said to her guy friends that my guy brother Warren and my best friend Bernard were from the north side of the tracks. Oh, from the south side of the tracks. Which means they were from Crip territory. And when she said that, the dudes that she told that to kind of got an attitude. And when they got an attitude, some drama started unfolding. And it was just the situation that Warren and Bernard didn't anticipate was going to happen. But those two dudes went and called two other dudes, and they came over and jumped Bernard and Warren on the motorcycle. So Warren and Bernard were caught in a situation where they were fighting, and they got beat up. Well, they didn't want to take that lying down, because it don't go down like that in my neighborhood, not with my buddies. They don't just get beat up and call it a day. They say, oh, no, we got to roll. So they jumped on the motorcycle, and they came back to our side of town, and they rode up and down in our neighborhood, the 60s block, from 64th Street to 68th Street, and they collected 12 of my buddies, some junior high school guys, some high school guys, and they all came together, and they were going up to the park to get revenge for my two buddies that had got gotten beat up. So they stopped at my house to pick me up. But we were moving out of the neighborhood, and my dad had me busy loading and unloading the car and packing boxes and getting all our stuff ready to move. So I couldn't go, even though I wanted to. Those were my boys that were going, and I wanted to be down with them. But my daddy said, no, I couldn't go. So I had to go outside and tell my buddies, no, I can't make the trip because my daddy says I can't go. I'm working. So they left.
Daddy's a four.
And they went without me. And it was like a 30 to 40 minute walk back up to the park. So we go 12 deep to the park.
You didn't go.
No, I didn't go, but my buddies went 12 deep. When I say we, I mean my neighborhood went 12 deep to the park. And they got in the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight. But we let them know, you don't mess with us. We don't play that. So they got up there and they kicked these dudes' butts. They whooped them bad. Whooped them real bad. But it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up must have been part of the gang from that park. So they started whistling. And each gang has their own specific whistle that they whistle when they need help or they need backup. They start whistling. So these guys started whistling, and everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front door of the pool. They hopped the fence and came out of the pool, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting. And my friends were fighting, and they were trying to hold their own, but it was like 25 on 12. We could say it was 2-1, but my guys were holding their ground. They weren't running. They weren't backing up. They were handling it, their business. And one guy, I told you a story about him. He had a radio on the bus, and he wouldn't give up the radio. He got punched like 20 times in the face. He didn't give up that radio because he's a tough kid. Well, this particular day, Anthony took off running when he saw that they were overcrowded, they were outnumbered. He ran. He ran to the corner of the edge of the park and was at the light getting ready to cross Lawson. And he was looking at what was going on in the park. But he wasn't trying to be involved in any of that. Because Anthony only weighed 100 pounds. He might have been 6 feet tall, but he only weighed 100 pounds. So he left the fight when he saw we were outnumbered. He ran to the corner. And he stood at the corner and he was like, come on, let's go. Over here. Follow me. Let's get out of here. Now, let's run. And nobody came to his call. He stood at the corner and just watched everybody fighting. And his little brother, who's like two grades under him, was there fighting his butt off. And some other guys that were his brother's age were there fighting their butt off. And Bernard was fighting his butt off. But he got pissed off and he left. He ran home, and I guess he left with Anthony, and both of them ran back to the neighborhood. Well, the fight was still going on, and everybody that went to the fight from the 60s block was still there fighting. Well, Bernard came home. He went in his house. He went under his mother's bed and got a shotgun and was walking down the street with the shotgun going back to the fight. He was going to shoot some people. He was mad. And he was like, oh, no, they can't get away with beating him up and then beating all his friends up, too. That wasn't happening. He was going back for the fight, and he was taking his gun with him. So he got halfway to the park, and his mother pulled up. And she was like, where are you going with my gun? And he's like, I'm going to shoot some people, because they were beating us up, and they outnumbered us. So I'm going to even the score. And his mother said, boy, get in the car and put my gun down. So he got in the car, and his mother took the gun and put it under her seat. And then she said, now, where are you going? And he said, I'm going to Van Ness Park. So she said, okay. And they rode up to the park, and everybody was still bawling. They were mobbing. They were fighting. And he got out and joined the fight because his brother was there. His oldest brother was there, and he was in the middle of the fight. So he came to help his brother and to help his friends from our neighborhood. So he joined the fight in again. We have a guy, we call him Pretty Boy. He got green eyes and he's real handsome. He's a real pretty boy. Well, he was in there fighting, too, and his brother had come with him. And his brother was a little older than we were. His brother was like 23, 24. And I knew him from school because he had gone to my elementary school. And so he showed up, and he jumped in the middle of the fight. And the fight came to a stop, and he had a long stick that he was doing karate moves with this long stick, and everybody was backing up, and then some of the guys that were fighting were old as he was, and they told him, they said, we know you from school. Well, why don't you drop that stick and go head up with us? So he threw the stick down, and he started fighting one-on-one. But when he dropped the stick, he got gang-rushed. About 10 people jumped on him. But because he knew martial arts, he was kicking and punching, and people were flying out of the fight, and they were falling backwards, and he was just handling his business. He was whooping all of them, and they were steadily jumping on him, and then his little brother jumped in and started fighting with his brother, and then all the rest of my buddies from the neighborhood jumped back in the fight, and everybody was fighting. So the fight continued for another 15 minutes or so, and then the police came, and they broke up the fight. They came in, and they stopped the fight. And they pulled Big Colson to the side, and they said, "What are you doing fighting with all these kids?" And he told them, he said, "Well, my little brother got jumped on, and I came down here to see what was happening with that. And I'm here with my little brother, and I'm defending my little brother." And they were like, "Well, aren't you a probation officer?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's why I didn't originally start fighting until I got challenged by some adults that challenged me. So I was fighting the adults. I wasn't fighting no little kids. My brother and his friends were fighting the young kids. But I was fighting some adults that had jumped in on the fight. So that's what I was doing." So the police said, "Oh, okay." And they sent everybody home. And I was at my house. And I was cleaning up. And all of my buddies came to my house. And they sat on my porch. And I looked at them, and I'm like, "My God, you guys got your asses kicked." And they were like, "Yeah, we won the first fight, but then somebody started wrestling, and they called all the gang members out, and so we ended up getting outnumbered, and it was like 2-1, and they were fighting, but we held our own. You know, they didn't run us out the park. We held our own. But we took some lumps in the process. And when I saw them, they had busted lips. They got beat up. And my boy, Pretty Boy, Cole, somebody had knocked his hat off his head. So he had put his hat on, and it was all stepped on and crushed. It was all messed up. But, yeah, they told me what had happened, and they said, "Man, you should have been there. Who needed you?" And I'm like, "Man, I'm glad I didn't go, because you guys got your asses whooped, and I wouldn't have wanted to be there to get beat up." And they said, "Oh, so you would have been like Anthony. He would have been running. He would have been at the corner talking about, 'Come on! Hurry up! I'm over here! Let's go!'" And I said, "No, I wouldn't have been running, because I know how we do it. We fight to the end." But, you know, it was just a bad situation that you guys had to get beat up like that. And they were like, "Yeah, but, you know, such is life. Things go on, and they go about their business." So that was the end of the day. And I eventually went out and hung out with them later on. I think we even played team tag later on that afternoon. And I got my freedom to leave the house. Because my daddy had me working all day, but he decided that I could go outside and play. So he released me to join my friends. And this is the story that I'm telling today, was a situation that I... that happened to me or my neighborhood.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Wonder what ice cream man been at. I've been down south counting my marbles, nigga. But I got two sides. Damn, it feel good to be back in the Bay Area. I be the west side. With these motherfucking west coast bad boys. West side connection. Ice Cube, Dub C, and Mac 10. Nigga, y'all know the west side is body, body. Body on the Mac.
The I-N-G-L-E. Here to trouble you, double you. Double O, you see me? I take this gang bang shit the whole mile. Beach cruising on hood patrol with my flag, ain't your mama style. I throw my set up, I wet up. Nigga, I wreck up. No hollow points, so I don't jam the tech up, dog. I'm who the caviar yay to parlay. When niggas strip, I spray. Then it's in there by that KO day. Shit, I switch this in my clippers. Who wanna fuck with it? Since the world is a ghetto, it's like I'm stuck with it. Killer Cali is the state murder. Every day, kiss the homie, lay my rag in the casket and retaliate. Nigga, who was you? What side is you? Red or blue? I guess my dump on. I regulate the turn my stump on. Every time I see some, I grab me gun. Red rum, and Eagle Wood is where I be from. Boom, boom, bang on, I bust back. Fuck that. Loud strings in my chucks and I'm a room velvet golf hat. I let my holsters hang loose. No truth, no taming. West side, niggas so light.
Red, red, blue rag. Watch a nigga stack. 44 mags. Throwing up flags. If you buy it, what you claiming? Fuck what you claiming. Ain't no tangin'. West side gang bang.
What do I got to get hot for? What would I lie for? And what would I die for?
West side is the best side.
You got to know. Keep the calico by the bedside. Just what I'm all about. Now which one of y'all motherfuckers shot up my mama's house? It ain't no rules when you ain't got nothing to lose. And a gang of tattoos. So throw your motherfuckers set high in the air. If you don't care, to ride we'll tear. Watch what hood you select. Many niggas get checked for the tat on their neck. We got the cannabis, Bombay, G-Ride, Hyundai. You best to pray we don't find out where you stay. Looking at my mama through a glass window. I've been in L.A. before it was called South Central. Making niggas like you statistic. You, I'm rubbing the stylistic and I'm loking, smoking that German as a youngster. Now I'm feeling big and strong as Herman Munster. It's the set I threw up, the only way to go. It's the way I grew up, the only way I know for sure. It ain't about cripple blood, no. And it'll never die, never. Because it's too much love, it's gang.
Red rag, blue rag, watch a nigga stack. 44 mags, throwing up flags. If you bought it, what you claiming? Fuck what you claiming, ain't no tangin'. Westside gang bang.
High as a kizike tonight, rolling on my sizike. What that dove S to that C like? I'm ready. Point them niggas out where they get weak on Hussein. On the gangbang track, young Hussa. Hey, yo, good shot, blood, good shot. Nigga, make way for this neighborhood. Good stuff. Raised in the system, gang affiliated. America, take a look at what you created. Started in the section, grew like an erection. Spread it like cancer, now the country's infected.
Gangbanging worldwide.
Keep the death toll. I guess the world really is a motherfucking ghetto. The west side niggas are the craziest. That's why I'm keeping my fingers on these loaded clips. Cause we done served two of them and ain't no telling when them niggas don't hit the gate and try to retaliate. I can't sleep cause death is looking for me. I can't shake the jacket, too many niggas know me.
Damn,
I guess I'm in too deep. Fuck color, I'm riding over long term beats.
Red rag, blue rag, watch a nigga stack. 44 man. If you buy it, what you claiming? Fuck what you claiming? Ain't no tangin'. Westside gang bang. Red rag, blue rag. Watch a nigga stack. 44 mags. Throwing up flags. If you buy it, what you claiming? Fuck what you claiming? Ain't no tangin'. Westside gang bang.
Gang bang.
Cube, nigga, what's up?
You.
WC.
You really up, nigga?
Max 10. Master P. Gang bangin', nigga.
On these dead presidents, nigga. We got something for y'all haters, nigga. Regulate.
Down with
bringing the whole motherfucking west side, red and blue together. Making green, nigga.
Worldwide, baby.
Green. Y'all niggas think about
worldwide,
red,
red,
red, blue, red. Watch a nigga stack. 44 mags. Throwing up flags. Everybody, what you claiming?
Hell
fuck
yeah,
what you
it,
claiming.
Nigga.
Ain't no tangin'. West side gang bang.
Nigga, it's alright to be a G.
Westside connection.
Live for red and blue.
My nigga Master P.
But ain't no more dying for it, nigga.
Keep on collecting that dollar.
And we can live for that green.
The legal way, baby. The legal way. This song's dedicated to everybody falling.
I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. And I never did have to watch my back. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central L.A., but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I got a couple more jokes to share with you on Tuesday for the radio show. There were 3 women that were put in front of a firing squad. The first one was a redhead. She was put in front of the firing squad. And the sergeant of the firing squad asked her if she had any last words. And she said, nope, I don't have any last words. And so he said, ready. Aim. And she said, hurricane, hurricane, hurricane. And everybody broke and ran for cover. And she escaped. And then the sergeant got the firing squad back together again. And he brought this other lady and stood her in front of the firing squad. And she was a redhead. And he asked her if she had any last words. And she said, nope, I don't have anything to say. And he said, all right, ready, aim. And she said, tornado, tornado, tornado. And everybody ran for cover. And she escaped. And then the sergeant got the firing squad back together again. And he put this blonde-haired lady in front of the firing squad. And she had seen what her friends did to get away. So she thought she was going to be smart. And the sergeant asked her if she had any last words. And she said, nope, just blindfold me so I won't see what's going on. And the sergeant walked up and blindfolded her. And then he said, do you have any last words? And she said, nope, I don't have anything to say. And he said, ready, aim. And she hollered, fire, fire, fire. Woo! And she got shot. She was a blonde-haired girl. There was a blonde-haired girl that walked into a department store, and she went to the utilities department of the department store, and she got this big screen, and she put it on the counter and told the people she wanted to buy this 50-inch screen to take it home. And they said, no, we don't sell 50-inch screen TV, 50-inch screens to blonde-haired women. And she was like, what? And they said, nope, we don't sell them to blonde-haired women. So she went home, and she shaved her head, and she changed the color of her armpit and all of her body hair. And then she came back in a couple of days, and she got the 50-inch screen and sat it on the counter. And she said, okay, I want to buy this 50-inch screen. And they said, nope, we don't sell 50-inch screens to blonde-haired women. And she was like, how can you tell I'm blonde hair? I shaved all of my body hair. And they said, because this isn't a 50-inch screen TV. This is a microwave. Woo! I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Woo! All right. Well, there was a cowboy that was riding his horse across the county, and he was going to the city to go shopping. And he rode his horse across the county, and the horse stepped in a hole and sprained his ankle, and the cowboy had to shoot the horse, and then he took the saddle off the horse, and he buried the horse in the desert. And then he carried the saddle and his backpack, and he walked on his way to the city, to the town, so he could buy another horse. And on the way, he ran into a ranch. And so he thought he could find the owner of the ranch. And he thought he could possibly buy the horse at the ranch. And he saw the ranch owner, and he asked him if he had a horse that he could buy on the ranch. And the rancher said, well, I have a horse, but we don't use him for much. We just use him for breeding because he don't look so good. And the man said, well, let me look at him and let me decide if he looks good or not. And the rancher said, well, I'm telling you, he don't look so good. And the cowboy said, well, let me see the horse and let me decide if he looks good or not. So the rancher took the cowboy into the barn, and he showed the horse to the cowboy, and the cowboy looked at the horse, and he looked at the hair on the horse, and he took a brush, and he brushed the horse, and he said, this horse doesn't look bad. He just needs to be brushed real good, and maybe you need to give him a bath, but you can brush him, and he'll be fine. So if you brush him, I'll buy the horse. And the man said, okay, well, and he brushed the horse, and then he bathed the horse, and he brushed his mane, and he brushed his tail. And the man told him, I'm telling you, the horse no look so good. And the cowboy said, well, after we finish brushing him, he'll look just fine. So how much do you want for this horse? And the rancher said, I don't know. And he said, you want $1,000 for the horse? And the rancher said, no, that's too much money. He said, okay, do you want $500 for the horse? And the rancher said, no, that's too much money. And then he said, do you want $500 for the horse? And the rancher said, no, that's too much money. And he said, well, do you want $200 for the horse? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money. And so he said, do you want $100 for the horse? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money. And he said, what do you want, $50 for the horse? And the rancher said, yeah, that's about right. I'll sell you the horse for $50. So the man took out $50, and he gave the rancher $50. And then he said, put my saddle on this horse and put my backpack on the horse, and I'll ride him out of here into town. And the rancher put the saddle on the horse, and he put the backpack on the horse. And then the man got on the horse to ride him off of the land, off of the ranch. And he was riding the horse, and they got to the fence that surrounded the ranch, and the horse ran into the fence and threw the man off of the fence. And the man got up, and the cowboy got up, and he said, oh, no, he sold me a blind horse. I'd want to take this horse back and get my money back. So he took the horse back to the ranch, and he talked to the rancher, and he said, you sold me a blind horse. I want my money back. And the rancher said, no, I didn't. I told you the horse no looked so good. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. So let me ask my DJ to check to see what time it is, and then I'll see if I have time to tell you another story. DJ, what time is it?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Well, all right. It's time for me to shut the show down, but before we go, I want to recognize all of the followers, the friends, the followers, and the fan club members that follow the radio show. So we want to give a recognition for the birthday, as everybody is celebrating their birthday today. We want to recognize the birthday. Okay, DJ, whose birthday are we celebrating this day?
All right, here are the birthdays for today, April 9th, 2024. Happy birthday to Armando Grundy Gomes. Happy birthday to Chris Gay. Happy birthday to Dr. Felicia Riggs. Happy birthday to Twala Carter. Happy birthday, Elwis Johnson. Happy birthday to Cameron Shaw. Happy birthday to Michael Thompson. And last but not least, happy birthday to William Henry. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, April 9th, 2024.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on the 9th of April. May God bless you with all of his graciousness and his glory. And may his son, Jesus Christ, look down upon you with a proud and gracious future, and may God bless you with almighty God, almighty graciousness. So without further ado, I'm going to sing you a song, and it's a birthday song, and it's your birthday, and we want to say happy birthday to you. It's your birthday, and we want to sing happy birthday to you. It's your birthday. And we're singing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow, because today is your special day. And may God bless you on your birthday today. So without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And I'll be back. Radio Show. talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.